Calling black Americans monkeys, watermelon people, and the N-word. Flinging homophobic and bigoted slurs, dark jokes about gas chambers, and rape for opponents. Even praise for Adolf Hitler. Politico says it found hundreds of examples in 7 months of online chats between branch leaders of the Young Republican National Federation in four states. Mostly men, but including at least one woman. The national group's quick response, we are appalled by the vile and inexcusable language. Such behavior is disgraceful, unbecoming of any Republican, and stands in direct opposition to the values our movement represents. Top Democrats want more.
Kick them out of the party. Take away their official roles. Stop using them as campaign advisors. There needs to be consequences. This bullshit has to stop.
Four people have reportedly lost their jobs and two have apologized, but the potential political damage remains. For years, the GOP has fought accusations it too easily embraces favored status for white Americans, is too cozy with white supremacists, and too often makes excuses for bigoted behavior. To be sure, President Donald Trump has spoken up against all that.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
But he also frequently invokes imagery and insults many consider patently and purposely offensive.
Pocahontas.